Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast. We're just going to have a nice chat. I think I've been on a fantasy kick lately. That's all I've been in the mood for. And I also think that I'm still on a non-reading slump. So I've been reading like pretty solid books.
Okay, that's good.
Which I think is very rare for me. And I don't know how long this is going to last. So like the next book that I'm reading, I'm always wondering like, is this the book that will bring me down?
Oh, that's sad. Okay. But so far you've been good.
Yeah, so far I've been pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, and since things have been slow at work, I have a stack of books from the libraries, and I'm not pressured. I feel good.
That's good.
Excited.
That's good. Okay, so what's in your stack? And is it the same stack that you had, or has it grown?
I don't remember what we last talked about, but the thing is that I've organized my stack in my notes on my phone to see if I would reach my reading goal by December 31st. I will not, because I realized the books that I checked out are really thick. But let me share with you what's in my stack.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay, so there's this book I saw on TikTok called Fireborn, and I had put this on hold right after we finished Fourth Wing, because people were saying, like, oh, read this if you need that Fourth Wing kick. Mm-hmm. So it's a book about dragons.
Oh, okay.
So that one is on my list to read. And for every book that is fantasy, I teamed it up with a romance book.
Okay, that's good.
So I have Lizzie Blake's Best Mistake. And that one was the one I saw, which is funny because sometimes I add books or like I put them on hold and then I forget why I put them on hold. And so when I read the synopsis for this, I'm like, I'm not really that interested in it, but there had to have been a reason why I put it on hold. So I'm just starting that one right now because I had finished Emily Wilde's Encyclopedia of Fairies. And so, fantasy, now it's time for romance.
Okay. What's it about?
It's about this girl who has ADHD, and so she's like constantly jumping between jobs. Her ADHD is like affecting her whole life, and she's never really had like a really good grasp of it. And then one day she sees this guy and they like hit it off, but she's more of someone who is not interested in a long-term relationship. So similar to like the rest of her life, she just wants to just bounce around. And then for him, he's more like a very, I don't know, regular guy who wants the regular romance things settle down and all of that. But I do think that the last romance that I read was The Boyfriend Candidate. And I remember reading the synopsis and I'm like, oh yeah, like this is really like unique and interesting that I would want to read it. Where when I read this synopsis, I'm like, where's the hook? Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we've read, the tropes are all the same and very similar, but there was no hook for this one for me really. So we'll see. Okay. I just read one chapter today and it was
okay. We'll see how that one goes.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's not the one to kick you down. But it's probably like shorter than
it is shorter.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah. So if anything, it'll be a quick letdown.
Yeah. And then you'll be back in with Fireborn.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
So those are my two next on my list, and then I did mention it earlier this year. I think is that I wanted to read the last book of Mistborn.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is next.
Okay, that's exciting.
It's a big one, though.
Are you excited?
I'm really excited. I heard it's the best one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the second one, I didn't like it that much.
Okay.
So I'm like, this one will be better.
Are you nervous going into it? Or are you like, oh, I imagine it's wonderful.
I think I'm nervous because what if I'm not like the majority and I don't like it and I only liked the first book and that was it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the first book was the best book I ever read, so the series needs to be complete.
This is the last one?
It's the last one in the series. Okay. Trilogy.
Well, it's funny because we were just talking about City of Glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her that I liked the first one, and then the second one wasn't very good, but then the third one was, like, really good and wrapped it up. So maybe this is similar, that it's, like, will be really good and wrap it up.
Yes.
We'll see.
It gives me hope.
You're welcome.
That one's an exciting one. And then I told myself I'm going to start The Deal. It's been on my list for a while. I just never had, like, the push.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's almost the end of the year. That should be a good push.
Yeah.
Shouldn't carry old things into the new year. I'm just going to have old things, wrap them up.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how that goes.
And then I have the second book to The River Enchanted by Rebecca Ross.
Okay.
I do think I made the mistake that I should have read the second book right after the first book, because now I lost the excitement.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this going to be good or not? Because, as you know, sometimes I don't read the second book.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, ugh. Oh, no.
Yeah, not as excited to read that one. Okay.
So that's lower on my list.
Mm.
I did put in Iron Flame. We will be reading it.
Okay.
So I just, like, put that on my list so I'm mentally prepared.
Mm-hmm. I got you. To balance everything out.
Yes.
I got you. Makes sense.
Okay. And then I'm going to go on a quick side note that the Goodreads list is out for awards. Goodreads People's Choice Awards. And so I did scan what was on the romance because I wanted to see if we've read the romance and were able to, like, put input. And I think the only one we've both read is The Happy Place.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I feel like I don't think books that we've read are going to be on, like, contenders for places or whatever, just because we read popular books, but also, like, not the big get. Big like, names. Iron Flame, I mean,
Fourth Wing?
Yeah. Like, Fourth Wing, I would imagine, is, like, on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a lot of backlash about how Sarah J. Maas kept winning the fantasy category.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were saying that it's not fair that all the people are romantasy readers.
Oh.
And so this year they created a section for romantasy and then one for fantasy.
Oh. Are you in that group that think that those things should be separate?
Yes, I do think they should be separate.
Okay.
Because I think right now there's this huge wave for romantasy that sometimes it overshadows the fantasy books. And the fantasy books deserve their time in the sunlight. And it's not fair.
Okay, in that case, maybe more fantasy readers should be voting.
That is a good point.
But I appreciate that they then listen
to the people.
Yeah. Because I think that is a good point that, like, the categories potentially change and stuff like that. I feel like we have read a few from, I guess, last year's.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if we liked. I guess we read, what, Lessons in Chemistry, that was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that one.
Yes, you liked that one. I'm sure we read other ones that were on. We read Book Lovers, and I think Book Lovers won.
Oh, really?
The romance category.
Oh, okay. So
Happy Place might win.
I'm honestly kind of confused, though, because I guess I don't think about books when they first come out. And is that, like, do the books have to come out this year? Like, these are books that came out in 2023?
I think so.
Oh.
And I think it counts the tail end of 2022. So, like, Iron Flame would be in next year's categories.
Okay. Oh, you know what I wanted to say is that I want to read In the Likely Event.
Oh, okay.
Because I've seen TikToks about that I think people say it's really good. And it's by Rebecca Yarros, who we read a book.
I haven't seen any.
Oh my gosh, I just opened it and all the top three, like, reviews. I don't know how they put reviews on your thing, but they're all one stars. Oh, so maybe we won't read that one. Oh, maybe Things We Leave Unfinished is also one of her books. What books did we read from her? Give me a moment, guys. Oh, it's literally Fourth Wing.
Yeah, I was like, what are we searching for?
Oh, apparently I read two other books.
Oh my gosh, did you like it? That's the most important.
I did. I was thinking I must did like them.
All her books. So was it the things we leave unfinished, or in the likely event that you wanted to read? It's very interesting that she seems like a romance writer, and she jumped right into fantasy. Yes.
Yeah, or romanticy.
Romanticy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know. I would read another one, following Iron Flame, of course. One Rebecca Yarros book at a time.
So we'll have to... Ew, sorry. Zodiac Academy is on here? That's embarrassing.
What section? In romance?
No, romanticy.
Oh.
And it's the eighth one. Number eight? Is it that people vote on their books, and then the ones with the top votes are in this, and then people vote again?
Yeah, this is like the opening round.
Oh, this is the opening round? This is the opening round. How do they decide?
I know, I don't know. I think these are like the panelists, the Goodread people decide.
Ooh, The Coven, you've read that one.
No, I haven't.
Oh, what?
Is it good?
No, I haven't read it.
Oh, I haven't read it either.
I haven't read any of these, except in the romanticy, yeah, I've only read Fourth Wing.
I think it's interesting that, like, some of them are, like, the third books.
I was just about to say, do you feel like maybe only the first... I mean, I guess not, because you might like the third book more than you like the first, but I feel like it should be, like, as a series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because you're not gonna just, like, jump in, I guess, and it... I don't know.
And I also feel like comparing a third book to a first book, if it's the first book of a series... They might just be, like, introducing people, but a third book is, like, full plot, not a lot of exposition.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would have to be a third book that's a standalone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say so.
But we do have books, series that we want to read. See how Serpent in the Wings of Night?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I was confused. I could have sworn that one came out this year, but they have the sequel already?
Also, how come we can't order Serpent in the Wings of Night? Yeah. That's the real question, because we've been trying to get it. I've been trying to get it.
Yeah. I've put off reading it so that Amy and I can read it together.
That's very kind. It makes me happy.
You have a lot of books on fantasy that you read, because you read this one, right? Atalanta?
Oh, yeah.
And then you read
this one. I read Tress of the Emerald Sea.
And then you just read that one.
Yeah. Emily
And you read Wild. This one?
Mm-mm. No? That's on my list.
Oh.
And I wanted to read Hellbent, too.
Did you read the first one?
No. Yeah.
So maybe we'll pull our books from there again.
Yeah. In romance, I read the first book before Meet Me at the Lake. Oh, I thought it was the same because the style was the same, but it's not the first book. It's just another book from Carly Fortune.
Do you like her?
No.
Well, that was definitive.
Well, because the first one was so similar to Love in Other Words that I read. The blue book. I already forgot what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a trope that I don't like.
Cheating.
Yes. But anyways, I got on this topic because Practice Makes Perfect is nominated. And it's on my want to read list.
Did you read the first one?
No, but I actually didn't know it was like a...
I feel like it's a standalone. Like it's not...
Connected.
Yeah.
Similar to Lucy Scores, Things We Hide from the Light.
That's not a standalone.
Oh, is it not?
Is it? Oh, is it?
I think it is.
Oh.
Because remember they were having so many characters in the first one, so then...
I do remember.
Also, Allie Hazelwood's Love, theoretically. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying that one's like her greatest work.
Greatest?
But I already read two of her books, and I was let down.
I know, I was going to say, I don't think you like Allie Hazelwood as an author, so you're not going to be reading that one. But I did A Long Time Coming by Megan Quinn. I think I started it, and then it didn't pull me in, and so I just took it off my Kindle.
Wow.
I feel like fantasy is so hard. I mean, romance.
It's interesting, though, because now that we've read, like, a little more, at least for me, I know some of the authors. Like, look, it's Catherine Center again.
Yeah.
The bodyguard lady.
Yeah, I was not invested in reading that. That's for sure.
I also added this 7-year slip to my to-read list. Because I liked...
Did you, though?
I liked Dead Romantics more than you did, remember?
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, I was not invested to reading that one. I was like, no.
And then Christina Lauren. I feel like they are always on there.
I feel like they're all, like, authors I know. Like, they have Elena Armas.
Abby Jimenez.
Yeah.
Do you think that Emily Henry will win again? I feel like her name is just so big.
But based off the options...
We should guess okay. right now.
But here's my thing. Okay, we could guess. Are you going with Emily Henry?
Yeah, I think she'll win again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know.
I mean, it's not like... Because that's the only book that I read. But I think it's, like, popularity. She has a bigger fan base.
But I feel like Allie Hazelwood has a good fan base. She does. And then same with, like, Liz Tomford. Her books have been, like, popping off on my TikTok.
Mm.
And I tried to read the first one, and I think I didn't finish it at, like, 70%.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. That one, like, but people were, like, raving about it, and I was really confused because I didn't really like it. So then I was like, maybe should I read the second one? Because mm-hmm. people like that one. And I tried reading the first one, and, you know, they're standalone, so maybe it's, like...
Mm-hmm.
With a different couple, it's better, but I was, like, not excited.
It's rated really high.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that one might win.
4.46 for a romance is really high. Wow. Yeah.
So I would say maybe that one.
So, and then do you think no-brainer Romantasy Fourth Wing will sweep?
Yeah, 100%. There's no chance.
Yeah, I tried to look at all the other categories... And I didn't know any of well, actually, I guess, like, young adult fantasy.
I just clicked on that one.
I didn't like the Once Upon a Broken Heart. Very unpopular opinion. Everyone loves that book. I did not see what was so special, unfortunately. Oh, Divine Rivals. We read Divine Rivals.
We sure did.
I also heard A Study in Drowning was good. I added that to my list. Remember when I read this Woven Kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
I dropped it to 3 stars. Because now I can't remember.
Unfortunately, that is how it goes sometimes.
Yeah. I also heard the Powerless trilogy.
I know, that's what I was confused about because I also saw it on TikTok and then I tried to look it up and I couldn't, like, actually find, like, the book. And I was really confused. I was like, am I in the right place? And I feel like even then it has, like, a low amount of ratings.
Sometimes it's kind of sketchy how these books get onto how they choose these books, right?
Yeah, because I did, like, all of a sudden it was, like, popping off, and then when I googled it I was like, this isn't a real book. But now that I click on it, there's, like, 20,000 reviews, and I was like, that seems not right.
Maybe it's like the Serpent and the Wings of Night book, where there's only an audiobook and then a select few people who, like, get the book.
But it has a Kindle option. This one didn't even have a Kindle. Like, I couldn't find it on, like, Amazon. Or, like, I swear, because now it's, like, on the Goodreads list, but I swear I tried to Goodreads it, too, and, like, it didn't really pop up. So, I don't know. Maybe it has a different listing.
Maybe.
But I swear, I was like, am I going insane? Anyways, that's my experience with that book. You know, because you see the TikToks, but yeah, this one's on it, and it has 3.62 stars and only 1,500
that's
ratings.
That's just wrong.
Like, I don't understand how these...
Maybe someone was like, we don't have enough. Just grab whatever book.
But does there have to be, what, like, 10? There's way more than 10. 1, 20.
Okay, I also have something to tell you. If you go to Young Adult Fiction, Allie Hazelwood has... Check and Mate. And that book just came out.
Okay, yeah.
How could it be on
there's
here?
There's 12,000 ratings, though, already. Compared to that other one that only has 1,500.
Yeah. This one just came out. And, yeah. Like, how is it already nominated?
See, that's why I'm curious. Like, how does it work? Maybe it's just, like, ones that they think will, like, do really well. Maybe. Is it? I don't know. Because it can't be an algorithm thing. That, like, you just pick the one that has the most ratings at this moment in time.
Okay, maybe. It's like, you know those big award shows? Like, people don't realize that you have to submit your stuff to be nominated. So maybe it's like that. Like, if the author chooses, like, oh, if I want this one, and I write a really good, like, persuasive essay as to why my book should be on there, and they do a good job, maybe it's chosen. But I put Check and Mate by Ellie Hazelwood, like, I want to read it, because I'm like, maybe this book's different. It's not science. It's chess.
Okay, okay.
And maybe I went wrong with the other two were science things.
That makes sense.
I'll let you know if I ever get to this book.
Okay, it's funny because my coworker actually just told me about that, like, yesterday, I think, that she said, oh, did you know Ellie Hazelwood came out with another book, and it's about chess this time? And I was like, oh, that's exciting. And we both said it the same. We're like, yeah, it's not about science. So she also knows. She's like, yeah, she said she was reading it, so.
Oh, tell me what she said. Well, does she like Ellie Hazelwood?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I cannot go off of what she thinks.
But yeah, I mean, I'm okay, especially because it's not in the same category. It's not just not about science, it's not in fantasy, it's in young adult.
Yeah. Fiction? It's in young adult.
Did I say fantasy? I meant to say romance.
It's okay, I knew what you were saying.
Okay. Yeah, so it's in a completely separate category altogether. That's interesting.
How do you just, like, not write in that style? Like, what makes it?
But what if your point that you have to submit it, what if she was like, I don't win romance because of other people like Emily Henry. Oh. I'm going to submit this one to young adult
fiction. That's smart.
Because then that puts more weight into your theory that, like, you have to submit.
Yeah.
But then I'm still confused why, like, you're saying authors just don't know. But, like, how does someone with a 3.62 rating and 1,500, like, out of all the things getting submitted, that's the one that's chosen? Like, it really means that nobody submitted. No offense to this author or whatnot, but...
Yeah, very strange.
Yeah, very strange. Now I'm like, if somebody writes a book, you should submit it and just get it out there.
Choose a category that's not popular and send it in there. Side note, though, I heard on, like, Twitter or something that Lana Del Rey didn't realize that you had to submit songs or, like, you know, applications to get nominated for the Grammys.
No.
But I'm like, shouldn't her label tell her something?
Yeah.
Why would they just let her just not be nominated?
As a musical artist and one who's, like, she's big.
Yeah.
How is that not knowledge that you and your team have? Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
But it is. I guess maybe everyone's like, oh, you know, everybody knows.
Yeah. And sometimes you just don't know. Yeah, so that's what I thought about. Like, maybe a lot of people don't know.
I would imagine, especially, like, as an author, I feel like you have a smaller team if you're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But Lana Del Rey, but let's be honest. You know her whole scandal about the mask that she wore that was just, like, a beaded...
No.
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 It's, like, this huge thing that she just wore basically a mesh mask. And people were like, are you serious? Because it was, like, more a fashion statement than it was, like...
Oh, during the pandemic?
Yes.
Oh. No, I didn't hear about this.
Oh.
Wow.
I was like, not that I listen to Lana Del Rey, really, but I feel like she does weird things.
Yeah, I don't listen to Lana Del Rey either. Yeah. I only know, you got the summertime, oh, summertime, yeah, sadness.
Big in 2010.
And then whatever she's saying in The Great Gatsby.
Oh, Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
I've been getting, like, the Great Gatsby edits on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I think I got some, too.
Wait, is something coming out for that?
No, but maybe something is. They're planting the seeds in all the minds.
Are you sure nothing's coming out? Like, some sort of, like, series or another movie or something?
I only know Mocking, or whatever, oh, Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Snakes and
Have
Ballads.
You read that?
Mm-mm.
Do you want to?
Mm-mm. But you said you might want to, right?
Did I?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe.
I remember at one point we were on Hunger Games talk.
Yeah, I miss those days. I know, what did you say about it? That they were marketing for something?
the movie.
But didn't it just come out?
Oh, the book. They were marketing for the book.
Oh, for the book?
Mm-hmm. So the book came out, and then the movie will come out. Oh, no, no. The book had already come out. I don't know. The book came out, and then the movie
came out. Yeah, because I think the movie just came out because I started getting things that were like, oh, people don't like the movie.
Oh, really?
But I was confused because I thought people... I don't know the timeline of things because I could have sworn that movie came out a long time ago, but maybe it was just people were like, the trailers. People were talking about the trailer of the movie. Which, talking about movies, we never watched that movie of that book that we read.
One True Love?
Yeah. When did that one come out? Like, April?
Yeah. We should watch it.
Is it on, like, some sort of streaming?
It should be. It shouldn't be gone from oblivion, right? But also, I know, it wasn't, like, a big movie.
Yeah, I feel like it was, like, here and then gone. A blip.
Yeah. I think it's on Hulu. That's it. Hulu subscription. Ugh. Everything else
I
have to pay.
I have Hulu, but it's with ads.
Nothing wrong with ads. That's just life.
Sometimes it's too much. I think with movies, it's okay. Whenever I try to watch a 30-minute show and they've got 10 ads, I swear.
Okay. Yes. One True Loves.
Add that to the list.
Yeah.
Things that we need to do. I was just telling Amy about how the Ducks are playing better. But, like, not amazingly, just, like, better than last year. Maybe we've just been playing poor teams, so it seems like we're doing better.
A win's a win. But, yeah, so, those are the books that I was reading. It was for me. And you mentioned earlier that you returned some books. Did you read any good books? 5-star books?
No.
4-star books?
I read, have you heard of The Reading List?
Mm-mm.
It was good. Because it's not, like, a romance. But at the same time, it made me cry.
Aww.
But after I read it, I thought, what was the point?
Oh.
So I wasn't sure. Like, on one hand, I was like, I wanted to rate it 5 stars because it was a book I hadn't read before.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's not 5 stars because I wouldn't read it again.
Oh.
And I was like, is it 4 stars? But, like, reading it, I was, like, kind of skimming.
Hmm. It's a tough one.
And then I was like, do I drop it to 3? I was like, no, probably 4, just because it was, like, fresh and different, and it did make me feel feelings, but, like, how the author, like, decided to take the book, like, why? What was the point? I don't know.
So it wasn't a romance, though?
Mm-mm.
Just a regular fiction book?
Yeah, so it's about this, like, girl. It's about this reading list, obviously, and it's, like, told in, like, multiple perspectives, but mainly it's about this girl who, like, works at the library and she's having, like, issues at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's about this man who, like, his wife recently died and he goes to the library, and so, like, that's kind of where they meet. So it's told from the, like, 2 different perspectives. And it's about how, like, this reading list, they, like, start reading books together and it kind of helps them, like, with their kind of issues that they're feeling. So, like, it was nice. But it was, like, I had to return it. So I had to return it by yesterday. So I was, like, I really have to finish this book. Because, yeah, I have had it for, like, a long time. And I was, like, I have to read this. Because otherwise I kept it for no reason. So then I was, like,
thinking about that.
So it's not like I got it and was, like, super excited to read. I did get it as, like, a palate cleanser. And I did feel like it kind of... So, like, yeah, 4 stars.
Yeah.
It was a different
read. You cleansed your palate.
Yeah. But it was, like... Like, it felt long, me trying to, like, read through it. I don't know if it's because I had to finish it ASAP, but I was, like, at some point I did start kind of, like, skimming over the, like, you guys talk too much.
Something about, like, the pressure of having to return the book makes you, like, not want to read it that much anymore. So I totally get it, you know?
You think that was it, then?
I think it was the pressure.
Oh, okay.
I'm a totally situational kind of girl. I think everything is affected by the situation.
Okay, I think it was just the book. Personally.
Did you read any other books that you had to return, or was it just that one that you were, like, working on?
I think I ended up returning 3 of them, because they were all books that I had, but, like, that was just the most recent one I finished. Mm.
Did you end up reading You with a View?
Yes.
Did you like it? Oh, no. You don't remember it?
I think I rated it maybe 4 stars. I liked it. I liked it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know what the cover looks like. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what the book nice was cover. About. Yeah. I'm like, it has like picture like Polaroids on it. Mm-hmm. I did read it. And that's what I have to say about that. Is that on your list?
Yeah.
Like, it's, actually your list?
It's not on my actual list, but it was like going to be there.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, I think you should read it.
If I get there, I got a lot of books to run through.
Okay, and that's
that. Well, let me see what to recommend. Jungkook from BTS.
Okay,
came out with an album, and I really like the song "Yes or No" that album. And other people I talked to, that was not their number one song from the album. So. I guess I just like non-popular, different songs.
That's good. It's good to go against the grain. Okay, I'm excited.
Yay!
Did you listen to his album and that's just the favorite one? Mm-hmm. What's the one that people like?
People like Too Sad to Dance or Standing Next to You. I think those two are the ones that I've heard.
I'll also listen to Standing Next to You. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Okay, my song is going to be Hobby by Noel Tsokalas.
Do you listen to this artist? Or is it like popped up in your Discover Weekly?
Exactly that.
Ooh.
Well, we hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Yes. May you have a wonderful time.
See you later.
Bye.